What I would like to do is let's start off. We've got a total of four speakers today. but I'll just start off with a few words. It's an honour and I guess a privilege for all of us to be talking to you this evening. And by so doing, representing the Geological Society of London in marking the 50th anniversary of the Aberfan disaster. Lessons learned from that terrible time need to live on in the collective memory of ground engineering and allied professionals, and also the legislative legacy of the tragedy. We'd be foolish to allow the vitality of such knowledge to wane with time. However, whilst it is an honour, it is of course not a pleasure, as it falls to us to lead this reflection of man's stupidity and ignorance that led to the loss of 144 lives, including 116 children aged 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I'll forget the 6, that was an error, together with 5 of their teachers. The loss comprised half the youth of Aberfan, with the last survivor being pulled out, having lost 30 of his 33 classmates. Those children were of my elder brother's generation, as I was only 5 at the time. But having spent all my working life in South Wales, first with the National Coal Board on the open car side, then Mid-Morgan County Council, then Halcro, who were appointed to, following the disaster, to investigate all the remaining tips in South Wales and also in Somerset Coalfield, North Somerset, to ensure that the events like Aberfan never happen again, and latterly with Mott MacDonald, where I've been working on redevelopment of the colliery surface. I'm therefore well versed in the issues surrounding the events. But we have, as I say, a number of speakers tonight, so just briefly I'll try to introduce them. The first is Malcolm Brown. He's the current president of the Geological Society of London, and he's come down today, and we've actually been up to Aberfan this afternoon to have a little look around. He got a BSc from Kingston back in 1976, spent 5 years working in Libya and Saudi Arabia. He's got an MSc in petroleum geology from Imperial College, then joined British Gas. He saw the journey through nationalised industry to privatisation, to demergers to the FTSE Top 15 company. Progressed to Executive Vice President, responsible for worldwide exploration, and has recently retired. And so what's keeping him busy now is trying to work out how to read his emails on his phone, because he spent most of the time on the way up to Aberfan trying to do that. And obviously being president with the Geological Society, the oldest earth science institution in the world, as many of you know. He will hand over, actually I'm not doing the right order, but he will hand over to European engineer Bob Leeming. Leeming graduated with a BSc honours in mining engineering, gained a first class certificate of competency in mines management with the NCB. He held management positions at a number of UK collieries before joining the Health and Safety Executive. With nearly 30 years of experience in mines regulation, Bob is currently Her Majesty's Chief Inspector of Mines. He's responsible for organising and managing the team of HM inspectors that ensure compliance with health and safety law in all mines in all parts of the UK. Bob has written and presented papers to the UK institutions and also symposia on mine ventilation in the USA and Canada. He has also made presentations on various mining-related subjects to UK trade unions, mining companies, and educational establishments. He's authored HSE publications on the safe use of belt conveyors in mines and prevention of heat illness in mines. He's been involved in the drafting of guidance on prevention of fires and explosions underground and led the development of the mines regulations 2014. Bob's talk later on is going to be the Aberfan disaster and its legacy. Ted Neild began his career in the oil industry and in 1985 became a science journalist, writing mainly about earth sciences for most of the UK broadsheet newspapers and magazines and many US outlets, including the New York Academy of Sciences. Ted published 2 textbooks on paleontology with Pergamon Press in the 80s and Dead Clever, 1997, a novel serialised in the Times Higher Education Supplement, and loosely based on his experiences as the media manager and spokesman the UK university system. Ted edits the monthly colour magazine, Geoscientist, of which there are some spare copies around. Where do you put them?
They're all around.
Oh, they're all around. Okay. This month, it's been spread around the audience, for the Geological Society of London. His book, Supercontinent, 10 Billion Years in the Life of Our Planet, was published to critical acclaim in October 2007. It's since been published in the USA and translated into 5 languages. Incoming, or Why We Should Stop Worrying and Learn to Love Meteorite, was published in 2011. His latest book, Underlands, A Journey Through the Lost Landscapes of Britain, also published by Granta in 2014. Ted was chair of the United Nations International Year of Planet Earth Outreach Programme and chair of the Association of British Science Writers 2006-09. He lives in London and Swansea and with his wife, Fabienne, and his talk is going to be a good point, a bit about the background and the events of the disaster back in 66. Dr. Helen Reeves is an engineering geologist with 18 years postgraduate experience in engineering geology research, with over 30 papers in engineering, geological mapping, rock mass characterization, geohazard mapping, and geomechanics. She gained her undergraduate geological science degree from the University of Leeds and an MSc in engineering geology and a PhD from Durham. Currently, Helen is the science director for engineering geology at the British. With the British Geological Survey and leads the £3 million annual NERC BGS Engineering Geology Research Programme investigating the processes and spatial distribution of shallow geohazards in the UK. Helen is the co-chair of the UK Natural Hazards Partnership Hazards Impact Model Working Group, has contributed to the UK Government's Science Advisory Group for the emergencies during the 2013-14 winter storms, is an EU civil protection mechanism technical expert on geology, landslides and ground deformation, and an IAG UK National Group president. Helen's talk is entitled Aberfan's Engineering Legacy. The last speaker is not quite so notorious, Paul Malifan, is a chartered and European engineering geologist, former vice president of the Geological Society, fellow of the ICE, UK registered ground engineering advisor. I'm not going to read the rest of that. I'd also just like to add some additional thanks to Darren Bryant, who's principal project manager, TIPS with the Coal Authority, who also helped with the development of this presentation. A lot of it is sort of encapsulated within the article that's in the current edition of Geoscientist magazine. Without saying anything more, I would like to hand over for a few words of welcome from Malcolm Brown, who is, as I say, the President of the Geological Society of London.
Thanks, Paul.